I got a call yesterday afternoon. I don't know what time it was. John said, am I supposed to preach tomorrow? The reason he had a little apprehension was we got mixed up on some dates when he was and when he wasn't going to be here, and it's my responsibility to get somebody to bring the lesson. So he was kind of not knowing what was doing. And at the time, I was in up north of Chicago, up by the Wisconsin line at a family reunion. And he said, well, I hope you get back in time. I-94 is a parking lot. But we made it back, and most of you probably thought when you saw John that he was going to be bringing the lesson this morning, but too bad about that. You have to put up with me. Do you know your ABC? A, B, C, D, E, F, D. Are you living your ABC? That may be a little different. Let's consider ABC this morning. First, let's talk about A. Aaron, who's he? What do you remember or what do you know about the Old Testament character Aaron? We know he was the brother of Moses. Did you also know that he was 3 years older than Moses? He also had a sister named Miriam. Miriam was the one that took Moses out of the bulrushes in Egypt there. So Miriam had to be probably a teenager. So Moses, probably the baby of the family, or Moses was the baby. Aaron was actually older. He was a Levite, the priestly tribe. We know that from Exodus 4, verse 14. But he was born and raised in Egypt. Basically, a foreigner. He married an Israelite. That's in Exodus 6:23. Unlike his brother Moses, who married an Ethiopian. Moses married an Ethiopian? Well, that was in chapter 7 of Exodus 7. But what we remember about Aaron the most is he was a spokesman for Moses. So if you'll turn to Exodus chapter 4, and we'll begin at verse 10. Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant. But I am slow of speech and of slow of tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? And who maketh the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And Moses said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by my hand of him whom thou wilt send. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron your Levite brother? I know he can speak well, and he also. Behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth, and with the mouth, and will ready teach you what you shall do. And then in verse 30, it says, And Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. Aaron was a communicator. And he could take what the Lord had spoken to Moses and speak to the people. Let me give you an example. In order to enhance your grass ACA, you need to use glyphosate, isopropane, digate, dibromide in applicable solution to eradicate Taraxacum officinale, and Plantolaxolata. Anybody in here know what I just said? If you want your grass to grow, put Roundup on to kill the dandelions and the buckhorn. He could take what God was saying, so the people of Israel, and this could be as many as, they don't know, 1 to 2 million people, and communicate to them. He was a communicator. Now, Aaron had a checkered past. Aaron wasn't the, if you want to call it, the good person in life. He had some problems. Granted, he didn't kill somebody like Moses did, but he allowed them, the children of Israel, to build a golden calf. That's not quite nice that you're going to build a calf to worship instead of the Lord. And then, along with his sister Miriam, tried to rebel against Moses' leadership because he had married the Ethiopian. Kind of an insurrectionist. Not a very good person to do that. He had 4 sons. 2 of them got burned up because they offered strange fire to the Lord. He had a problem with his children. But he also had 2 children, Eleazar and Ithamar, who were leaders of God's people from being a Levite. And Ithamar was the one who actually was in charge of setting up the tabernacle. Even though Aaron had a checkered past, he was God's spokesman. Well, how can we be a spokesman in the 21st century? How about your kitchen table? You have friends, you have relatives, or you have neighbors come over. You can be a spokesman there. In fact, the Lord has told us also about our family. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, the common verses that we all know, Deuteronomy 6 beginning in verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. And shalt talk to them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon their hand, and they shall be as frontlets between their eyes." We can be a spokesman to our family. Something else about our conversation or when we speak. Paul writes to the Colossians in chapter 4 in verse 6. Something about our speech. "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how ye ought to answer every man." As a communicator, we need to have our speech seasoned with grace and salt. Salt as a flavoring. Yes, we can be a spokesman like Aaron. For our B, what about Barnabas? Well, who's Barnabas? What do we know about Barnabas? It's rather unique in the scriptures. We can have 4 and 5 verses tell so much about one person. There's that communication process. When God inspired the writers, they could write so that we get a short vignette of somebody, but yet so important information about it. Well, first of all, we know Barnabas was from Cyprus. He wasn't from Israel, but he had lived in Cyprus. His original name was not Barnabas. It was Joseph. And the reason he got his name changed is because of his character, what he did. So they apostles gave him a different name. He was a Levite. And we find this in Acts chapter 4, in verses 36 and 37. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Wow. Because the next chapter, chapter 5, we see a family who sold a piece of land but didn't bring it to the apostles' feet, all of it like they said they did, Ananias and Sapphira. Two short verses here, we find this much information about Barnabas. Then if we go a couple chapters over to chapter 11 and verses 22 through 30. Now, if we go sequentially, chapter 11 is after Paul's conversion in chapter 9, after Cornelius' conversion in chapter 10. Great things are happening outside of Jerusalem. So we pick up more information about Barnabas in chapter 11 and verses 22. Then tidings of these things, Paul's conversion, Cornelius' conversion, came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he had come, he had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted, the NIV says, comforted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord. Now, then departed Barnabas to Tarshish for to seek Saul. Saul had been converted on the way to Damascus, and he went back to his home. But we see here Barnabas going to Tarshish to seek him out. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were first called Christians at Antioch. Barnabas, son of consolation. And basically it means called alongside for help. How do we do our consoling or our consolation in the 21st century? I'm going to list five things, and because they're dear to my heart, because they happen to me from people who attend this congregation. Coming to a hospital waiting room at 7:30 in the morning. Taking food to someone who has been sick, an operation, or has been injured. Work alongside someone even though they're not 100% themselves. Drive or ride with someone to a doctor's appointment. And a phone call in lieu of a text. Yes, I have texting ability on my phone. I have the old cheap flip phone. I don't have the Galaxy 6, the Galaxy whatever number. But what is more personal than a phone call, other than being able to visit? You can tell when you're talking to someone on the phone a lot about how they feel. My brother-in-law called a week ago and he was really upbeat about his situation with his foot, which a lot of you know about. But then when they talked to him this week, he had not received the information that he wanted, the good news, and I could tell in his voice he was down. Can you tell that on somebody's text, a phone call. We just sang a song this morning, and it's kind of unique, not unique, but you all know that we try to talk to the people, give them lessons so we can choose our songs. And I told Bill Wednesday night, and he looks at me and he says, "What am I going to do? You know, what am I going to do?" The first song we sang today, hymn number 250, the middle three verses is Barnabas and RB. When each can feel his brother's sigh and with him bear a part, when sorrow flows from eye to eye and joy from heart to heart. When free from envy, scorn, and pride, our wishes all above, each can his brother's failings hide and show a brother's love. When love is one delightful stream through every bosom flows, when our union sweet and dear, esteem in every action glows. Barnabas, your B. About our C, we go to another Old Testament personality, Caleb. What do you remember about Caleb? I see Bill's trying to figure it out real quickly, but anyway, Caleb. He was from the tribe of Judah. We know this from Numbers 13, verse 6. And remember, the tribe of Judah is Christ's tribe. And that is in Matthew chapter 1, verse 2. Now, Judah, during the time of the numbering, the first numbering, in Numbers 127, was the largest tribe by far. Around 74,600, as Numbers 127 says. So Caleb was a member of this very large tribe. He was one of the two positive slaves when Moses sent one of the two positive spies. When Moses sent them in to scout out the promised land, just Jacob and Caleb came back with the good news. And we find this very emphatically, how Caleb speaks when he returns. In Numbers 13:30, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we well are able to overcome it." Only one of two that were positive, so he was one out of 12. If you project that out into decimal points, first of all, he was one of 74,000, which is a decimal point with four zeros before you even get to a number. Pretty insignificant. We'll get to that in a minute also. And then another thing about Caleb. In Joshua chapter 14, verses 6 through 13. Joshua 14, verse 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, "Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land and brought him back word as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went with us made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God." And Moses sware unto me that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet hath trodden shall be thine in inheritance, and the children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord kept me alive, as he said, these 40 and 5 years, even since the Lord spake his word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And yet I am as strong this day as I was the day Moses sent me. I don't think anybody in here is 85 yet, but he was as strong at 85 as he was at 40. I'm only 71, and I'm not as strong as I was at 40. But because God was with him. Now we'll see a little interesting characteristic of Caleb when he says that because he followed wholly, in verse 14, and he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. A minority with God is a majority. Jesus mentions, where there's two or more in my name, there am I in the midst, in Matthew 18:20. And all things through I can do all things through Christ which strengtheth me, in Philippians 4:13 by Paul. God's ways are not always our ways. John will elaborate more next week, but just in Bible school this morning, he mentioned a couple facts. Remember when I said that Caleb was one of the 74,000, which was a decimal point with four zeros? In the United States, in Dowagiac, we are a congregation of roughly 40 among 5,000. That is a decimal point with only two zeros behind it. John shared this morning with us a congregation in Bogota, Colombia, about our size, in a community of 9 million people. That is a decimal point with five zeros before you even get to a number. Caleb had four, we have two, and our fellow Christians in Colombia, a point with five zeros behind it. Yes, we might be a minority, but when we stand with God, and like Caleb, was fully trusted and fully obeyed God, then yes, we can be effective. Caleb had a different spirit, and he followed God fully. And we can do the same thing. So our ABCs. Aaron was a spokesman, and we can do that. Barnabas was the son of consolation. We can be consolers. And Caleb, a minority. Yes, we are a minority. In our country now, we are no longer, if you want to call it, a Christian nation. The pendulum has dipped down to we are not the majority anymore. But in order to know your ABC, we have to know the Lord. And that is why the Bible is there for us to learn and to obey. We can hear and obey and confess his name before men, and be baptized by immersion into the Lord's kingdom. Now, if we want to go on the rest of the alphabet, that may be another lesson. But our ABCs, and don't forget Aaron, the spokesman, Barnabas, the consoler, and Caleb, the minority, in our daily walk from day to day. The song that, again, that Bill has prepared, we have to be born again, and we have to acknowledge Christ. Then we can be the spokesman, the consoler, and the person who is a minority in our community here.